This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 30, and today's devotion is titled, The Preparation Day. The Preparation Day. Our scripture memory for today comes from Exodus chapter 16, verse 23. It says, And he said unto them, This is that which the Lord hath said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seethe that you will seethe, and that which remaineth overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. Since the beginning of time, Friday, or the sixth day, was the preparation day. Women would spend Friday preparing for Sabbath. Isaiah 58:13 tells us, If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. So in order for the Sabbath to be a delight, for us to enjoy the Sabbath to the fullest, it takes some preparation. And God knew this, and so he commanded his people to prepare for the Sabbath. Each week, from Sabbath to Sabbath, we should be preparing for God's holy day. The Sabbath, or the day we set aside to worship our Father in heaven, should be the center of all of our activities. Not because we are bound by the law, but because Jesus is the center of who we are. I love the book, Oh No, It's Sabbath Again, and I'm Not Ready, by Yara Serna Young. She says, As Sabbath has become less of a special day, we have grown up with less guidance for how to prepare for it. Role models in this area are few. Whom can we turn to for instruction? I'm sure the Lord doesn't want us to miss the blessing we can have from the Sabbath. He knows how desperately we need this time, this important time, especially in such a complicated age. In love, he has given us a weekly reminder of his sovereign power in our lives. Each week, we receive one more opportunity to draw closer to him, one more opportunity to glorify him. The Lord intended the Sabbath to be a time of celebration, but too many of us are not having fun anymore. So how are we to make the best use of our time in preparation for the day God has set aside just to be with us? Well, like most things in life for the homemaker, the key is getting organized. By taking steps to get our lives in order, we will in essence allow more time to prepare our hearts and homes for the Sabbath. Now, in my home, Friday is the day that we do most of our Sabbath preparation. Yara Serna Young suggests doing most of the preparation on Thursday, which is a great idea. But I tend to be busier on Thursdays and have to often leave home on Thursdays for a few hours. So Fridays work for me. But if Thursday works for you, that's great. The children and I do our best to get all of our chores completed by Friday afternoon. We like to have the house neat and tidy and smelling good and polished for the Sabbath. I try to prepare a meal for our Sabbath lunch after church. By doing it ahead of time, I don't have to worry about cooking on the Sabbath and wasting the beautiful hours of God's holy day slaving over the stove. I also try to have a nice dinner on Friday evening. And when I say nice, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something that my family enjoys eating. In fact, it's better if you prepare something simple but delicious, so you don't have a ton of dishes and pots and pans to clean up afterward. I like to put a fresh tablecloth on the table, and I often use my best dishes. When my girls were little, they had special plastic plates that I would get out on Sabbath. They really loved and looked forward to using. Now that they're older, they eat off the same dishes that the rest of us eat on. My daughter Hannah loves to go around the house and light candles just before the Sabbath all over so that we can welcome the Sabbath with special lighting. I love looking at the Jewish traditions to find new ways to make the Sabbath more of a delight for my family. As the keeper of my home, it's my responsibility to see that everything is prepared and ready for us to welcome the Sabbath. I have the children help me, but ultimately it's still my responsibility. I oversee the activities so that they do have a part. Remember that the Proverbs 31 woman looked well to the ways of her household. She was a good manager of her home, which means that she knew how to delegate the jobs at hand. Some of the Jewish traditions. On JewFAQ.org, they describe a typical Sabbath. It says, at about 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon, observant Jews leave the office and begin Sabbath preparations. The mood is much like preparing for the arrival of a special beloved guest. The house is cleaned, the family bathes and dresses up, the best dishes and tableware are set, a festive meal is prepared. In addition, everything that cannot be done during Sabbath must be set up in advance. The lights and appliances must be set. The light bulb in the refrigerator must be removed or unscrewed. And preparations for the remaining Sabbath meals must be made. Sabbath, like all Jewish days, begins at sunset because in the story of creation, in Genesis chapter 1, you will notice that it says, and there was evening and there was morning, one day. From this, we infer that the day begins with evening, that is, sunset. For the precise time when Sabbath begins and ends in your area, consult the list of candle lighting times provided by the Orthodox Union or any Jewish calendar. I have a sunset calendar that I look at. In fact, you can even download, if you have a smartphone, you can download an app for your phone that tells you when the sunset will arrive. So in our home, Sabbath begins on Friday evening. We welcome the Sabbath at sunset, having family worship on Friday evening. To welcome the Sabbath is always nice. You can even sing a beautiful song, hymn together, such as Day is Dying in the West. You might want to have special nightgowns and pajamas for your children to wear on Sabbath. You can pull out a basket of special books and even toys if you have little ones that they only get to use on Sabbath. You might want to learn more about how the Jewish people celebrate the Sabbath, so that you can incorporate some of those traditions into your own Sabbath time. One of my favorite traditions is to make the Jewish challah bread. It's quite simple, and I have the recipe there on avirtuouswoman.org. In fact, when I first learned to make the challah bread, I was surprised at how simple it was because of the beautiful braiding. I thought that it would be very difficult, but it's actually not. And if you like to bake bread like I do, I think that you will really enjoy making some challah bread. Be thinking about how you can make the Sabbath a special day for your family. It takes preparation, it takes some time, it takes some planning, but it's definitely worth it so that you can enjoy the very best of what the Sabbath has to offer with your family. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of the Sabbath. Help us as homemakers to prioritize our time so that each week we are mindful of the Sabbath, so that we're not running around at the last minute trying to do everything that needs to be done so that our families can be blessed by the Sabbath. Help us as homemakers to be a blessing to our families on the Sabbath and to prepare a special time for them. Help our homes to be a reflection of you. Please be with each of the ladies who are listening today. Give her wisdom, strength, courage, and a will that is your own. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me next time for our next devotion titled, The Preparation Day, Part 2.